This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Alta Point Health, the local business podcast, featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make businesses successful.
Welcome in to Businesses in Our Backyard, your East Central Alabama podcast. I'm your host, David McCurley, and of course, we talk about local businesses here. And local businesses are the lifeblood of our community. They provide opportunities for people. And, of course, we interact with the folks that own these businesses and get to know them very well. And we want to get to know somebody today that is opening a new business here in Sylacauga. I want to introduce, first of all, Michael and Jenna Strickland. How are you all doing?
Good. Thanks for having us. How
are you? Doing good. I'm glad to have you. And we want to talk about 280 power equipment. And talk about what you do and also about what services you're going to provide. But first, I want to find out a little bit about the Stricklands. Tell us a little bit about everything, Jana.
Yes, sir. Well, Michael and I are from Munford, and we've been married 15 years. We have two children, Lila B. and Cameron. And we've got a story to tell in the, you know, our journey and our industry, and we're excited to meet with you and share that.
Absolutely, and I'm excited to find out about it because I know a lot of great people from Munford. Been there many times and know a lot of people from there through sports and different aspects. But you've decided to open up something here, Michael, that's near and dear to you. Tell us about the journey and tell us about 280 power equipment.
So I've been in the outdoor power equipment for around 10 years. This area, you know, would come visit us in Talladega, where I came from, and I just felt like it needed something in the area to service the people.
Absolutely, and of course, when you say power equipment, tell us some of the different things you have that you're talking about. First of all, I want to find out, because we'll talk about a grand opening a little later, but tell us where 280 power equipment is.
So we're on Coaling Road, right beside Cabinets Feed and Supply, right off of 280.
And you know what? I've been going to my mom's a lot lately who lives. I could throw a rock from your business and hit her house probably. But tell us a little bit about what you do offer as far as power equipment, what you have, and what you specialize in.
So we'll have new equipment with X-Mark products, zero turns, and steel products, handhelds, and the steel zero turns. They came out new last year. We'll work on most brands if we can get parts for them. You know, warranty work, we'll have to stick with X-Mark and steel products to do warranty, but we can service most equipment.
And you do that right there on site?
Right on site.
And, of course, talking about the background, give us a little background of how you grew up in this as well, Jenna.
Sure. Yes, I was raised in an equipment store in Talladega. It was Talladega International. My parents owned that store. And prior to my parents, my grandfather owned it. He partnered with Charles Everett and opened. Charles Everett had a store in Anniston, and they went into business together and opened a store in Talladega, and that was on Battle Street, right there across from McDonald's.
Yeah.
That was, I think, in the 60s. And then my grandfather, Luther Lott, retired and sold the business to my dad and my mom, Ronnie and Vicky Lott, in 1986. And then in 95, I believe my dad said, they built a new building. It's over there where the old Bill Stanford was in Talladega.
Yep.
And they moved to that location. And I was raised at both buildings. I used to watch the Christmas parades in Talladega from the Cub Cadets right there on the street. And our children raised at the new location in Talladega. And my parents ended up retiring in 2017 and sold the business, and the business name changed, and they've since moved to a different location. And, you know, Michael and I started this journey. We're always big dreamers and goal setters, and we've always dreamt of owning a business, and 'cause he enjoys the work he does, and he's good at it. And, you know, we just really reflected on how we enjoy and we're fulfilled by taking care of people. And we had, you know, he has the experience and we've got the background, and there, you know, we started looking into this journey in January 1st, 2024. We said, if the doors open, then we'll walk through them. And that led us on a year-long journey to this point, and all because of Mr. Cabanis at Cabanis Feed and Supply. He was really a huge part in providing the opportunity to us. He built the building that we drew out on a piece of paper. And I think the coolest part about that story is that Mr. Everett, who was a business partner with my grandfather, the whole reason he was ever in the industry was because his father left him a feed store in Anniston. So it just feels like a full circle moment.
Wow.
And, you know, when we decided in that day, you know, we just kind of said out loud a verbal commitment on January 1st that if the opportunity, we'd push through and prayed about it and, you know, asked for God to show us that that's, you know, our journey. And I don't know what, you know, his purpose is in leading us to this point, but there's a purpose because he's just, you know, been with us throughout. The very next day, I think that he showed us that that was the journey we're to take. And every, you know, Michael and I don't have a background in entrepreneurship. And
a lot of people don't.
And we've done this from scratch where, you know, we just were led to the right people. Michael, with his connections in the industry. So Trevor Bates, a customer of his. Yeah. We went into just a few days, I think early January, we went into Bates Industrial. And Ms. Carla Bates and her family spent time with us well after closing to direct us in the right way. And because of her, I knew which to go to the Small Business Association website. And, you know, that's been our journey where we knew we wanted to use local and talk local. You know, my connections with working in the school district led me to Mr. Cabanis's wife. Mm-hmm. And she directed us to Mr. Cabanis. And he directed us to Rocky Jackson, our accountant. And Mr. Jackson directed us to First Bank, and who is also who my parents did business with.
Wow.
But we wanted to use the Sylacauga location. And he also, Mr. Jackson, directed us to the attorney next door, Proctor and Vaughn. And he was kind enough to recommend us to Talladega based on our needs and our situation. And he said, you know, I feel like Gaines and Gaines could probably help you a little better there. So that we respected that a lot. And
all those people that you just named, I've known for many years. It's really, you know, odd because, and we're glad you're here. Real quick, I'm going to ask Michael. She said you specialize in these power equipments and the outdoor stuff and everything. What do you like about that? What makes you like that so much?
I just like to make yards pretty. I like to cut grass, be outside. Just, I love the outdoors.
Wow. And I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that do that, but when you have the passion to open up a business and do it for your community, it makes a big difference. I tell you what, we're going to step aside and take a little short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a grand opening they're going to have here in just a couple of days. And we're going to talk about that and other services that 280 Power Equipment provides. We'll do that here in just a moment on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations, Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and we're here today with 280 Power Equipment and talking with Michael and Jenna Strickland. And we've been talking about the business just has opened and what all it has. I want to talk to Michael. It is grass cutting season time. It's here. Whether people want to do it or not, it's here. The pollen, shrubs, trees are growing out wild. You've got everything someone needs if they need yard stuff done.
If you need something done in the yard, we have it.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that you have many things as, of course, your lawnmowers, your weed eaters, edgers, blowers, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. You also talked about the brand you had, and I had them listed here, X-Mark and Steel. Now, I've used a Steel weed eater before, and I don't think there's a better one on the market.
I don't either. Steel's real good. They support you, support the dealer. You know, They put out a good product.
And then, of course, Exmark, a lot of the nicer zero-turn lawnmowers. And I tell you, some of those lawnmowers now go so fast. I mean, you can cut a yard my size probably in 10, 15 minutes. When you used to, it would take you a couple of hours or whatever the case may be. But you've got some new things. And, of course, you got financing that you can offer to the public.
Yeah, so we have in-house financing through Sheffield. They offer 0% for most products. So,
and of course, that's a lot when someone, Jana, wants to come in. They want to buy a lawnmower, mm-hmm. and you know, maybe they run out of credit in other stores, or maybe they're just falling on some hard times and they don't have the money. But they can come in with good credit and get what they need, and you all can provide that for them.
Yes, sir. And there's some things for women there too. So
wow.
Pressure washers and. They also have this little, I like that little chainsaw that's like handheld so I can trim up small branches, and they have gloves for women. So I like to share that too.
Now, wait a minute. You have a little handheld like chainsaw?
Uh-huh.
How big a limb will that thing cut down?
Probably 2 inches, 3 inches.
I'm coming.
Yes.
Because people know that I've ran into some problems walking and with my balance and everything over the last couple of years. And sometimes that hedge trimmer for me, you know, up over your head and everything gets, I'm going to have to come out there and look at one of those myself. Now. And I can do that between now and the next couple of days. But you got a grand opening coming up. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's on next Friday, April 4th and 5th, actually, and Saturday also. But the main part is on Friday. We are going to have the chamber out for the ribbon cutting at 11 and have giveaways and food. And we hope to get to know a lot of people from the community.
And we're going to be there as well. We're going to be playing some music and having a good time and giving some things away, trying to drive business towards you. I'm going to ask you this. I ask a lot of people this, Michael, when on businesses in our backyard. And this is great for you because you've just started 280 Power Equipment. What is your future? I mean, what do you want to see 5 years from now, 10 years from now? I know you want to see business grow, but do you have a vision to expand, or would you like to just how many employees you want to have? And by the way, do you have other employees now?
We do. We have two technicians in the shop. One's part-time, one's full-time. Both certified. Mm-hmm. Both certified with Steel. One certified with Exmark. We have a parts employee. He's a former technician.
Okay.
So he's mechanical. He's really good in parts. As far as in the future, I kind of want to just stay small. Be really good at what we do and be able to support the people that support us.
And I'll tell you again, 280 Power Equipment is out on Highway 280 right there, kind of behind Cabinets Feed and Seed. And, of course, been knowing him all my life. If you're going over toward Pinecrest School, you'll see it right there. But you also have website. And first of all, your hours, you work Monday through Friday from 8 until 5.
Yep, that's right.
And then on Saturday, I think you said from 8 until noon, correct?
Yep, correct.
Yes. What about a website or something?
We've had some hiccups with our website. We should be getting that in place very soon. But you can Google us. We have a Google business profile that has our phone number and the hours. And we're also on social media. You can join our Facebook page, Instagram, or TikTok, and you know, hopefully right now we've been sharing content about our journey and just kind of behind the scenes. Like we had Steel installed yesterday and it was really cool to do a time lapse video of that because their displays are amazing. And we hope to offer, you know, tips and videos on keeping your equipment serviced so that it stands the test of time. So we hope to have more engaging content related to the industry in the future.
Wow. I tell you, and I salute you because many times local businesses I'm going to say they're kind of a secondary of the people who started them. A lot of people just take them over from either their family members, parents, or whatever. But when you start a business from scratch, from ground up, it can be challenging. You know, and I'm sure, you know, for the first several months, it's hard until you get that under your feet and your ground. And I'm so glad that you've opened this up in Sylacauga. Have you? What kind of challenges have you run into so far? Can you expound on any?
I'm a lawnmower guy. I'm good in the shop. You know, with customers, computer software. That's my struggle.
Me too.
Learning computers and you know that process, and just knowing what to do next. Ashley, Mr. Cabinus, he's been a great mentor for us.
Absolutely.
He comes and tells me what I need to do next, and it's been a lot of help.
Well, I'll tell you, when I first started doing media, radio, television, 38 years ago, it was so different. I mean, and now I'm like you, the software, the computer stuff, the AI, it's amazing what you can do with that. But I'm really tickled about your all's business. And of course, I'll be out there soon to look at some things myself, but we're so glad that you come in. One more time, tell everybody where you are and how they can get in touch with you and what hours you work.
It's Michael and Janice Strickland. Michael's there full time. I'll be there on Saturdays. We are located across from the Circle K on 280 and right next door to Cabinus Feed and Supply near Pinecrest Elementary. Our hours are 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
And, of course, they're going to have a grand opening on Friday and Saturday. But Friday, the main time when the ribbon cutting will happen, Friday, April the 4th, we're going to be out there. I know they'll be having a great time. And come by and check it out at 280 Power Equipment. And we really appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Thank you. And, of course, shop local, do local. Come out and meet Michael and meet Jenna as they get ready to, really launch their business. And, hey, it's the time of year when Michael can really help you out right now, especially with a brand-new lawnmower, power trimmer, whatever the case may be. Even chainsaws. I thought about, a few weeks ago when we had the tornado break out. You need to have that chainsaw ready. And so come on out and check them out at 280 Power Equipment. And, of course, thank you all for being.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been Businesses in Our Backyard. Share us with your friends. Give us a 5-star rating. You can watch and listen here. And, of course, we'll have another edition of Businesses in Our Backyard next week. Until then, have a great week and go out and see 280 Power Equipment.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Alta Point Health. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed, produced, and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.